It was a rough commute in this morning, a little bit of snow. I've got to stay in the city all day today, so I was on a train at the wee hours of the morning.
Anything cool happen?
Oh, no.
No?
No, not at all.
None of that, let's see, Pierno stuff? None of that went on?
No.
Pierno has some great stories on
the
train.
No, there was not someone who was touching themselves, staring at me.
Oh, okay.
Mass transit.
Grabbing the undercarriage,
no.
Baker Mayfield style?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Who, none of that, thank goodness.
Mine was going good. I was sleeping well until the folks came to scrape the driveway and the sidewalk. It's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's already winter.
Yeah,
full swing.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not having one of those ease into it's here in New York. This is a
like, blah, I'm here.
Yeah, full blown. This is how we are doing things in December.
What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Endure it.
Yeah, right. Try your best to get through it without falling into a deep, dark seasonal depression. That's the best you could do. So this isn't something normally I would say we'd open the show with. But there's just so much stuff going on here that I felt like we had to. And there's a guy involved that I never liked. Never liked him.
Ever?
Never. Never liked
this
guy.
What is up with you disliking cats from the U?
Because there's a couple of them that I just think are bad guys, a couple of them that rub me the wrong way.
Okay.
There's three people that I really don't like. When it comes to former players,
mm-hmm.
Ray Lewis is number one,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
I'm going to talk to you man to man.
Yeah, because the phony religion stuff, I just don't get into that. So he's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Warren Sapp. Number three is Michael Irvin. And Michael Irvin is okay, mm-hmm. I guess. I just don't love him on TV. Like, if I saw Michael Irvin walking around, I'd think, hey, that's cool, it's Michael Irvin. If I saw those other two guys, I'd be like, ugh, I can't stand them. So, Warren Sapp is part of this NFL Network lawsuit. It's a wrongful termination lawsuit by a former employee who was a wardrobe manager and stylist who ended up being fired by the NFL Network, and she sued the network and named a bunch of employees that allegedly sexually harassed her, and Warren Sapp was one of those people.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. If what she says went on, very disturbing.
So most people have not responded to the claims, and I think that generally that's the way to go.
Yeah.
In these situations, viewing from afar.
You have a good attorney, they tell you, shut up.
Warren Sapp not shutting up, all right? And taking this to a level that I don't think I've ever seen.
And I love how he said, well, let me finish with my hog hunt here, my wild boar hunt, and then I'll address these claims.
So he allegedly gave Jamie Cantor, who is the woman that is involved with this, the former NFL Network wardrobe stylist, sex toys as Christmas gifts 3 years in a row. So Warren Sapp, in disputing these claims, went on to a radio show, WINZ AM, a sports talk station in the Miami area, and said, I'm still trying to figure out where's the sexual harassment. He also said that, or she also alleged that he walked into a bathroom where she was, and he said, I did walk into the bathroom, but I did not urinate in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
He said. And
he said in his 9-year marriage, he never did that in front of his wife, and just something he doesn't do. And there's a chance, you know, if you eat asparagus, it might stink, which is correct.
That's what he said.
Asparagus does make your stink.
But that is amazing.
Scared the hell out of me the first time I had asparagus.
Yeah, it's a different story. But it's amazing that this is his counter argument to that claim I did walk in there, but I didn't do any of that stuff. Now, here's the Christmas gift counter argument. We were sitting there around Christmas time, and everybody brought a Christmas gift, a little holiday joy for everybody, Sapp said. So my man had made a little novelty thing that looked like mascara, eyeliner, and different things. Little toys for ladies that move around a little bit. I showed them pictures, and the makeup artist said, bring me some, so I brought them some for the makeup ladies. And then, after the interview, he went on Twitter, posted a picture of this sex toy and said, "Isn't it cute?" Like, what are you doing? How stupid can you be? And I guess what's fascinating to me about this, as disgusting as it is, I am fascinated by this because of the mentality of someone who thinks that this stuff is not only okay to do, but is now saying that after the lawsuit and all of this stuff, he's not denying any of it. He's still defending himself publicly about it. And the locker room mentality you have talked about, how former players, they search for that camaraderie amongst colleagues in whatever they do afterwards. But that is no excuse for doing stuff like this around female employees.
Listen, there are different cultural norms that exist in a locker room. You are correct. That would be outlawed out in larger society. We understand that. But never, ever, going back to the presidential campaign, never, ever have I had a conversation with someone that said it's okay to grab them by the pee. Never have I had a conversation where we say, okay, we're going to give gag gifts and it's going to include sex toys to women. Never, ever have we had those conversations. And so to blame this on a locker room culture, and I'm not saying you're doing that, but anyone, including Warren Sapp, who would blame this on a locker room culture, they are flat out lying. That does not happen. Or the conversations that exist, there are conversations we have out here off air are similar to what we would discuss when I was in a locker room. And so this is not far-fetched from what I've experienced my entire life being an athlete. What Warren Sapp is claiming he did, this takes giving gag gifts to a whole nother level. This is just flat-out wrong. And then for him to say, where is the harassment? I'm the notorious one. I'm always the bad guy. That's why I'm here today. Ain't no Me Too, nothing. No sexual harassment. You're not going to put that on me. Well, who in their right mind would think it's all right to give a woman, especially a woman you're working with, and that's the only relationship you have is a working relationship with that lady. Why would you think it's appropriate to give her a gift of a sexual nature? That makes no sense. Anyone in their right mind would think that was ludicrous, except for Warren Sapp, and then try to defend it by placing a picture of a sex toy on social media.
Did it with like four times with different captions.
That's ridiculous. And he is just making it worse upon himself. And all these people falling back on this locker room culture, that's bull. That's a bunch of bull, dude. Those conversations do not go. I've never heard anyone say, hey, look, we're going to this Christmas party, we're going to bring sex toys. No. To our coworkers. Never. Ever. And I've been to many Christmas parties, various jobs, and that has never occurred.
The first time he posted the picture of this particular sex toy that looks like lipstick, he said, "I'm sorry, I thought they was cute." This is what he says, right?
I thought they was cute.
And then he posted again and said, "You thinking of sex now?" Like basically saying that it has nothing to do with sex. The sex toy. The sex toy has nothing to do with sex, is what he's trying to say. And
okay.
Of all these disgusting things that he's done and said in defending himself and the stuff that he's alleged that he's also basically admitted to yesterday, him tweeting out hashtag not me too yesterday could be the worst. Mm. Because there is a movement, if you don't know, on Twitter, which is hashtag me too, where people have the courage to come out and talk about the sexual assault that they have experienced in their lives. And we saw it happen with Harvey Weinstein and others that were involved. It
continues to happen with
many, him. Many people have come out courageously to talk about it finally, that they've been hiding this. And that is the hashtag me too thing is a very delicate and important thing to a lot of people. And for this just disgusting person this is not the first time that he's been involved in anything. This guy is a disgusting person to put hashtag not me too up there. could be, out of all the things that he has been involved with, the worst of it all.
Yeah, he's a little insensitive. I put him in the same category as Brett Boone and others that are now assailing the victims, alleged victims of sexual harassment, sexual assault. So I don't know, once again, in his right, who in their right mind thought this was the appropriate manner in which to defend themselves against claims like this? It makes no sense whatsoever. Maybe he should have decompressed after his hog hunt and waited a few days before he went on that radio show and went to Twitter to try to defend himself in this way, because this is just asinine, and this makes it worse. It makes him look even more terrible than he already has looked.
Yeah, and I don't know if the accuser who said that all these things allegedly happened has some of the videos and pictures that she claimed. If she does, I mean, at that point, it's just every one of those guys is just not going to work again in media. And she claims she has videos and pictures of a lot of them. You know, and at first, I thought, wow, this is a lot of guys. It's someone who got fired. You know, I'm going to wait to weigh in on this because I want to hear some of the details, quite honestly. And now that I've seen more of this stuff and guys like Warren Sapp admitting to some of it, and how about this guy, David Eaton, the vice president and executive editor for NFL Media.
This is ridiculous.
This guy publicly on Twitter. We're not talking about one of these skivots who's doing the DMing, right, who thinks that he can get away with that.
Yeah.
We're talking about a guy who's just tweeting replies to people. He tweeted... Someone replied to someone who on Twitter is called Got Hooker Problems, and she's talking about a particular client she had who had a unique body. I'll just leave it at that. And he writes back, yikes. He goes, welcome to paradise. And then he's tweeting porn stars. Porn stars! Like out in the open. The Zoe Holloway. He says, always better to be over than under when it comes to hills, is what he said. She said that she was over the hill or something. And then she posted a picture of her sitting at a desk with her cleavage out. And he writes, lucky desk, to this porn star. You're an executive for the NFL. And how did this? And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, then this former reporter, Lindsay McCormick, she's being interviewed. They asked if she's planning on getting knocked up like the rest of them. What kind of question is that during an interview?
I mean,
do you plan on getting knocked up?
Like I mean, the more of this stuff that piles up, it's really going to be hard to say that this was a good environment in which women were working.
Yeah, the deck is stacked against them as far as this is concerned. If all this is correct, and Warren Sapp has not helped himself, nor the others who have been named in this lawsuit, and to the NFL's credit, said they're going to investigate what's been going on at the NFL Network. Well, duh, I would think you'd want to investigate, but this is not helping whatsoever. And I'm sure the other guys who are embroiled in this are saying, Warren Sapp, will you shut the hell up, please?
Yeah, and there's a larger discussion here other than calling these guys sick and chastising their actions. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why people act like this. These are not excuses. There's a lot of reasons. Male power, I think, is a big one that we've talked about. You know, the fact that some of these guys are not desired in their personal lives, potentially, and they go and prey on people because they're in a position of power, because that's the only way they're going to get certain physically attractive people. I think that that's part of it. This NFL Network one, you know, I don't know. I really don't know why there isn't a governor on certain people. Like, why does this VP and executive editor for NFL Media think that it's okay to publicly tweet escorts and porn stars? Like, if you want to be a freak in your private life and you want to do whatever sexually, like, by all means, right? But to put this stuff out publicly, and then also on top, I mean, let's not even get into some of the stuff that these guys were doing at the NFL Network. Like, what makes you think? I'd love to talk to somebody, and I don't want Mikey B to go track down some therapist or anything, or a psychologist, but I'd love to know what it is in people's brains that says, this is okay for me to do. Like, yeah. What is it?
And it goes back to the conversation we had when we were discussing Brett Boone and how he was ridiculing those who have claimed sexual harassment or sexual assault and claimed it was a liberal deal. This is not left or right. It's right or wrong. It's as simple as that. And some amongst us, many amongst us, are just cuckoo. They're crazy. And yes, they try to wield their power and leverage that into relationships. And that's the only way they see fit as to garner favor with those of the opposite sex. And some in Kevin Spacey's situation, some of the same sex. I mean, it's just a ridiculous notion. And we've discussed this Darren Sharper deal and the drugging of women. And here's a guy who's playing in a great football town, and he helps lead them to the promised land by getting them to the Super Bowl, and he feels the need to drug them to and I don't know if it's a control issue or power, whatever it is. It's sickening and it's disgusting, and we keep hearing about this each and every day. I was reading last night about another gentleman who's big in entertainment and has made gobs of money, and yet so many allegations against him now. Just control your damn self.
I guess some people are incapable of that.
They are.
And I guess you have to hit rock bottom for things to get better. And I do think that we are hitting rock bottom now with all of this to then be better in all areas. But right now, it just feels terrible. Like, I can't. And I know there's a silver lining in this, which is that people are speaking out, that now finally that it's all out there, that there's going to be a lot more people that feel more comfortable in the workplace because this is now front and center. People are more apt to come out and speak about their experiences because they're not afraid anymore of any sort of backlash. So all that's good. But as we sit here today, when it's day after day after day of these horrible allegations and some of this behavior, it's tough for me to see the light at the end of the tunnel of this, because this is just disgusting.
It is disgusting, and 1 out of 4 have been sexually assaulted, man or woman, 1 out of 4 amongst us. So it's a harrowing statistic. And it's something that we need to deal with. We haven't dealt with it on a religious basis. We haven't dealt with it just throughout our society. And now that women are feel empowered to come out and share their stories, more power to them. Continue to do it. I mean, because we need to know who the predators are amongst us.
I still can't get over the caption when he tweeted out the picture of the sex toy. I'm sorry, I thought they was cute. What a buffoon.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you got something for the listeners?
Always. Brian here again for your relief factor.
And wait, who are you?
Brian.
Okay.
I'm Brian, third person. I know how you and Bogus like that. And maybe like me, you're a high school superstar athlete. I was once. That was a long, long time ago. Or even a professional athlete. That was a long time ago as well. Either way, I'll bet you have some aches and pains that are making your life miserable right now. Hard to get out of a chair. Hard to golf or play tennis or even walk up and downstairs. You don't have to be an athlete to have pain. Neck, back, shoulder pain, or hip and knee pain. Even general muscle aches and pain can be a bummer. That's why I'm so happy with Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free way to lower or even eliminate your pain. It sure has worked for me and my pain, and I was sharing my experience with a good longtime friend last night. She has pain in her shoulder and in her back. And I said, you need to try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. So here's what I suggest you do. Like tens of thousands of other athletes and non-athletes have already done, you go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order right now. ReliefFactor.com. Maybe you're skeptical or you are skeptical like I was. Well, I'm not skeptical any longer because I'm out of pain and you can be too. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or give them a call, 800-500-8384.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Who's your favorite player in the NFL right now? Randall Cobb?
That's my man.
Yeah, I know.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, okay.
Yeah. Sean Lee?
All right.
Luke Kuechly?
Okay, well, I asked you to pick one.
You didn't say one.
I said, who's your favorite player in the NFL?
You said, who are your favorite players?
No, I said,
who are your favorite players?
No, I didn't say that. I said, well, who's your favorite
player? I'm not confined to your question.
Okay. That's so it. You gave me five. That's
great. I gave you four.
Cobb, Wilson,
Keekly, Lee.
All right, four.
Joe Carter. Let me help you count, too.
No.
And I gave you some diversity.
Yes, you did.
I gave you two offensive guys and two defensive guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple white guys.
I don't see color.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you meant by diversity.
No.
What?
I told you what I meant by diversity. Offense and defense.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Two brothers. No, I'm just...
What's up, Bogus?
What's wrong, Bogus? You're like in thought over there. You all right?
I'm perfectly fine, Brian. Why are you trying to be perceptive?
Aren't I always?
I actually just saw a commercial for something that I might want to get my wife for Christmas. That's what I was contemplating.
Oh, what?
You haven't done that yet, huh? You haven't gone out and done the shopping.
I've got a couple of things. I need one more substantial gift.
Is she listening?
Wow.
No.
Okay, well,
never.
So tell us.
One more? So you already have a substantial gift, and you're going for one more substantial gift?
I have one thing that she wanted that, like, I didn't have put any thought into. So I want to get one thing that was my idea.
What did you see on television?
A little portable...
It wasn't a lipstick.
Table saw. No. No, that's... No.
The Warren Sapp gift collection.
Oh.
I think we can sell that, dog.
Yeah.
We may be onto something.
We think these is cute.
Hashtag these is cute.
What a jerk.
Are you done with your shopping for your missus?
No, I haven't even started.
Oh, yeah. I won't start.
I told her.
I got you a baby.
Right. I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't.
I told her I'm not looking for anything. Mm-mm. I'm really not interested. It's okay. Because I don't know. A lot of good stuff has happened to us. The gift is just, we'll have a great Christmas
with each other.
We don't need to go crazy.
That's where I am.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
She'll probably still end up getting me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, let's not worry about it, huh?
There you go. Cool. Yeah.
And then the Christmas changes forever when you have the kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then it's back to being a big deal again.
Yeah.
But you're going to feel the same way you feel now, where, like, I don't want gifts.
Right.
Like,
it's all about the kid.
It's all about them. Yeah. Like, don't worry about me. I don't care.
Yep.
That's how I am. I don't get anything anyway. So.
That's right.
Last year, I spent my Christmas on one side of the Dominican, the missus on the other side.
Well, that was her gift to you. Space.
Best gift ever.
Yeah, I don't think she gave that to Brian. Brian took it.
I suggested it.
See, this is what I'm going to get. This is the compact table saw.
Oh, there you go.
Because my wife's all about doing home projects.
No, this is what you're going to get?
It's possible.
You're getting your wife a table saw?
She loves doing stuff. She just built a fake fireplace in our house.
What?
Yeah.
Should have hired her for renovations.
What's the point of a fake fireplace?
Everything but the fire.
But why?
Faux fire.
Well, right now she's hanging stockings off of it. Like she built a mantle and hung it in the wall.
Okay. Mm. I guess for decoration then.
Yeah. And her next project is she has to build like the bottom part of it. Because it only.
I would be so.
So I feel like this would be perfect to get for
her. You were looking at that.
Yeah.
It's not even that expensive. You'd think that something like that would be more expensive.
Exactly.
I would be so self-conscious if my wife was building stuff with table saws in the house.
It happened the other day. We were outside. We just had the whole outside of our house redone. So we have to hang all the lights back up. And I was holding the light while she was in the wall, like connecting the electricity and the brackets and everything like that.
The only thing that I allow her to build is like IKEA furniture or stuff like that because I get so frustrated.
Yeah.
And she has more patience.
Okay.
Mm. So, but I can't. I get very, I don't know. I get a machismo thing that has to happen when it comes to that. So I can't. This is not I hope this doesn't sound sexist. This is on me.
Right.
I just feel like it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
She could probably do it better than me in every regard.
Right.
But I feel like it's my responsibility.
I got this.
Yeah, I got it. Like, I feel like I need to do that. And usually I end up screwing it up, and then she has to come back and fix it.
I wouldn't even entertain mind being able to, never mind. Yeah. Doing that.
You're not a handy guy.
No, I hire somebody to do that. Yeah, I have a handyman, Joel.
Joel
hooks up everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
For all of the houses?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, just Florida.
I'm not that handy.
Then I had that sorry cat we had on the show. We told not to cuss.
And he remember him? Three different curse words.
Done with hell.
He was the guy who
Watson.
Got... What did he get?
He
got Zika.
SARS. Oh,
no,
what was it?
Zika.
Yeah, Zika. Yeah. He has something every other week, man. His
Watson,
whole family.
Watson and Zika. And we put him on the show.
That's right. Every week it was something. He either contracted something or a family member. I said, dude, I don't care. Stop sending me pictures of you and your family. Watson.
How did you have that? You just had him saying Watson. Yeah. All right. Well, Bogish, good
Watson,
for you.
Watson, don't curse.
Can your wife build us some stuff?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
I don't think she's that advanced yet to like whittle you something. And the time might be an issue. Maybe next year.
I'm just seeing you like schlepping in four fake fireplaces for us.
I'll take a picture today what it looks like.
All right, yeah. Put it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Show all the listeners.
There you go.
What's happening with your fake fireplace?
So a night of returns in the NBA. Kyrie Irving back after missing one game, putting up 33 points and 7 assists as the Celtics outscored the Nuggets 124-118. Those points and their 60% shooting season highs for Boston. John Wall with 13 points and 4 assists in 27 minutes. After missing 9 games with a sore knee, his Wizards held off the Grizzlies 93-87. And Paul George was back in Indianapolis for the first time since his trade to OKC. At least the PA guy tried to be nice.
Returning to Indiana for the first time, the Pacers welcome back forward number 13, Paul George.
George knew those boos were coming.
I understood what the environment was going to be coming into it, so it wasn't a surprise.
George scored 12 points, only 12 points on 3 of 14 shooting, but he got the win 195 over the Pacers.
You see, there's rumors that he may get traded from there before the deadline.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, that's just, I mean, I understand why, but I just never thought that it would come to that so early. Not that I thought this thing was going to work magically and they'd take down the Warriors in the West, but I really cannot believe that we're already having that discussion pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
That Paul George is going to get traded from the Thunder.
They've seen enough. It's a bunch of 1-on-1 ball, and you knew you were going to get that with Westbrook. He's been the main
and Carmelo.
Guy there. And now Carmelo's doing it, and you got Paul George, whatever. He gets the rock every now and then. Well, hell, they're going 1-on-1. Let me go 1-on-1. So no one's moving the rock, and that's why they are losing, even though they won last night.
Did you watch that game?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The Rockets.
Thunder! Well, you should call me out like that, man. I hope that fireplace fall on your head.
I mean, he really broke that down without seeing any of them.
I've seen them, little snippets of them throughout the season.
Were you watching halftime? Because that's what I watched. Michelle Beadle and Paul Pierce.
That's my
and
girl.
Somebody
What's
else.
Up, Michelle? No, I didn't.
The way Chauncey Billups.
Billups, yeah. Was it Billups?
Yeah.
Breaking down how terrible they are on offense. It's like, oh, good, I sound like an NBA expert now.
There's a visual component to Brian that all the listeners miss out on during this radio show. Like when Bogus stops and asks him, did you watch it? He's applying chapstick to his lips, and he looks over, and Bogus goes, and then goes back to the chapstick.
I don't think he stopped with the chapstick.
I wish people could see that, because
nope.
It adds so much. To what he says.
Well, this is chapstick kind of year.
Yeah,
our time, I should say.
Yeah,
it's year round, but especially this time of year.
Definitely.
Everything's dry. Yeah. My ashy season. Lips included.
Same here.
So walk around like a crack addict. Ashy lips. Damn cold.
Among the other things Brian didn't watch last night, the Rockets dumped the Hornets 108-96 for their 11th straight win. The Pelicans beat the Bucks 115-108. Portland, that'd be a great update.
I had to make sure. I
just stop them when you did see something, all right? That'll be a lot easier and smoother for everybody.
All right, keep going.
Portland snapping its 5-game slide, 102-95 in Miami. Mm-mm. And the Bulls won their 4th straight, 103-100 over the Jazz. Number one, Villanova handled Temple, 87-67. And ninth-ranked Texas A&M blew out Savannah State.
Oh, hell no.
113-66. Hook 'em. Those are the most points the Aggies have scored since 1989. The Anaheim Angels made it official overnight. They get second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Tigers for two prospects. The Cardinals reportedly adding All-Star outfielder Marcell Ozuna from the Marlins for four minor leaguers. And St. Louis on the verge of sending outfielder Stephen Piscotty to Oakland. And USA Today says the Orioles may trade Manny Machado by the end of the week. Some consider the White Sox the favorites to land him.
What spawned this?
Saints running back Alvin Kamara went through a full practice yesterday. He says he'll play Sunday against the Jets.
Get that damn thing out of your nose, Alvin!
Concussion last Thursday night. This week, the Colts host the Broncos. Yay, they're a combined 7-19 this season. Hockey last night, Ottawa snapped the five-game slide, 3-2 over the Rangers, and the Islanders took a 5-2 home loss from the Dallas Stars. Boys?
All right, Bogish. Thank you very much.
I knew it was coming. Folks are having a field day with this Warren Sapp story. It's not a bird perch, man. Come on. It's just wrong, Jimmy. That's not right.
See,
nothing about this is right.
Right, we're in... We're in this weird space where
I don't even want to look at.
Like what Warren Sapp did was atrocious, and his defense is even more disgusting. But I want to make fun of him so bad for being an idiot, but then I feel guilty for laughing at it because people were affected by this, right?
Right.
So I feel bad laughing, and I want to make fun of him, and I want to laugh because he's such a moron. But then I think about that people were negatively affected by it. But yes.
But we can still care for them and make fun of it.
Yeah, I guess you could.
We've done that before.
True.
Yeah.
You could.
You can. That doesn't mean we're insensitive.
Right.
We're championing their cause while ridiculing the perpetrators.
I wonder, he hangs up the phone in that interview, Warren Sapp, where he's defending himself and saying that, I didn't urinate in front of that woman. And then talks about how I thought they was cute, the sex toys that he gave as Christmas presents to female employees. Does he get off that phone and go, boy, I really settled that.
That'll go over well.
Yeah, I'm glad that. See, that's all.
Yeah, time to.
End story.
Yeah, time to dress my kill from the hunt.
Right, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I wish someone would hunt him. Seriously. I wish those boars would turn it around on him.
Warren, my man.
He's
just cannot stay out of the
fire. He's not your man.
No. Stay out of the fire.
No, he's the worst, I think. Mm. I mean, the whole haggling over price with the
$35
prostitutes at the Super Bowl and how that turned physical and now this. All right.
It's undefeated.
Coming up next. Once again, we have another example of how Latvia is better than Lithuania.
Uh-huh. It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
The balls are going to Lithuania. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this the last 3 days. The Lithuanians are excited about this. The one guy sang the song, Welcome to Lithuania. Yeah. Welcome to Lithuania. Welcome to Lithuania.
Welcome to Lithuania. Welcome to Lithuania. Welcome to Lithuania. The land of your beautiful basketball.
So the excitement continued with this man. We're not going to play this whole thing, but we'll give you a snippet of it. Some board of tourism dude who made a video for the balls explaining all the great things that were going on in Lithuania and reminded me of something else. And we're going to listen to a little bit of this. I'll tell you what it reminded me of after we hear it.
Hello, I'm director of tourism agency Pravalturas. This video is for ball family. Lavar ball, Lamelo ball, Liangelo ball, and Manute ball. As a person, I was super happy to hear that you are coming to Priena Ibirstonas. I was celebrating. Hello, I'm director of tourism agency Pravalturas.
No, all right. Was that the Tony Romo script? Was he turning it into the next page?
I guess so, yeah. So he made a series of different videos. Who knows? Mm. Okay, funny, minute ball. He went for a dead guy, which I don't know how funny it was. But he sounded like he was excited, had some music in the background. I'll tell you what was better, though. What was better was the Tor of Sesis by Translateris.
Yes.
And if you remember, I was talking about their hometown of Sesis, mm-hmm. and I said, man, I don't know if I would want to go there. It didn't look like my type of place. They took offense to that.
As you usually do, offending folks in their home turf.
Right, of Latvia, because we got to know these guys through the connection of Kristaps Porzingis. And they made a tourism video where they carried around the cardboard cutouts of us, one of the great moments that this show has had over its 3 years. And the level of production that those guys put together compared to this Lithuanian video just shows you that Latvia is number one.
You are not so excited about coming to Cesis, but I'm glad that you changed your mind. All right, guys.
This is where they're bringing our cardboard cutouts
our
around
city.
Town.
C-E-S-I-S.
Cesis.
Cesis.
This is our fountain. And this is church, which you saw on Google.
Šī pils tika celta 13. Gadsimtā. Šajā pilī dzīvoja Livonijas
ordeņu meistars.
Šajā pilī notika lielākā kolektīvā
pārkāpuma. This is where the guy said it was the largest mass suicide that ever happened. Remember that? This was the place where...
These are our black swans. You can feed them first.
He said that to Brian's cutout.
This is the most famous sculpture in Cesis. Probably you know that. It's called Thai Man. Like a Vecis.
I did know that.
Oh. Something modern here, but I know you won't like it. Let's go. I think you should meet the boss of our town. You know, not every day journalists from USA visit Cesis.
Labdien, Greg.
Brian. Greg. Ben.
Lai vai kā, es ļoti priecājos jūs šeit redzēt.
So we don't need to play the rest of it, but basically what I'm trying to say is that Latvia is the best.
Yeah.
Lithuania, not
Come on,
so much.
You need to move around town, man.
Yeah.
You can't just stand there reading your script. You got to move around, show us the sights, the modern portions, the medieval portions, all of it.
I mean, think about the music we've gotten out of Latvia at phono clubs.
Yeah.
You know? Kristaps Porzingis.
And they,
right.
Kristaps Porzingis. And they took our cardboard cutouts to the club.
Right.
Ladies dancing with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the music you get out of Lithuania. Welcome to Lithuania.
You can do the polka to that.
And then their video stunk. I mean, it was okay, I guess. But
so basically, the moral to the story, they're not on the same level as Latvia.
No.
Okay.
Gio and Jones cardboard cutouts going to Latvia, much more entertaining than the Ball family going to Lithuania.
Universal Shop, Gherkins and Partneries, and Humbly.
Welcome to Lithuania.
Can't find that in Lithuania.
No, you cannot find the Gherkins and Berkeleys and the Kumpelies. No way.
And they've spent money on those cardboard cutouts. I mean, you just don't find those anywhere. In Lithuania, what'd you spend money on? Nothing.
Yeah, not a thing.
But the Balls were their cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, I mean, you said they're going to have a red carpet and everything when they showed
they
up.
Will.
So.
They will.
We will not be the only one black.
They will be.
Yeah.
In Lithuania.
Probably.
You would not be.
They got a lot of views, that video on YouTube. That
Our video, yes.
Yes, yeah, 74,000 views.
That's right.
You for... I mean, that's the most views we've gotten for anything, right?
We're going to get our man to join us, right, before we go off?
Edzus Gaukulis, yes.
Yeah, final show.
Yeah. Cool.
He is the guy. And you're still going to try to go.
Yes. Oh, that's on the bucket list. You got to go repay those guys. I got to go see my kinfolk, the Black Swans. Get to feed them first.
Just give me a heads up. There's probably no way I'd be able to go with you, but if you decide to go, just give me the heads up.
Let me give you a heads up. It's got to warm up first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that probably won't be August? It'd be too late to go then.
Right. And then I don't want to leave in the summer either. I don't go anywhere in the summer.
Right. You stay put.
Summer's where I stay put. It's the only time we got nice weather around here. Why am I going to leave?
Madison Square Garden at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Well, now that I'm going to be doing local New York radio, I think that I might be able to really help them out.
Oh, yeah, you can hook them up. At Madison Square Garden.
Because here we weren't a real presence in New York because we weren't on in New York.
No.
So we couldn't help them out to get a gig at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that over there, maybe I can.
I think we will do it.
So you're going to hook them up?
Translateris performing.
Come on.
At Madison Square Garden. The Kristaps Porzingis song.
Skaties uz viņu, tu skaties uz augšu.
Kristaps Porzingis.
They should be a halftime entertainment. Porzingis.
Why not?
It's a good
Make
song.
Make him feel at home.
It's a good damn song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do that.
I'm one of the first things I'm doing, I'm going to that Knicks locker room, and I'm showing Porzingis that Sasis video. That's what I'm doing. Well, you know one of the guys who works for the Knicks now,
yeah.
Dan Sabrine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that he knows I'm okay, because the garden over there,
they're
going to
know you're okay. You big time now, WFAN.
No,
what do you mean they got to know you're okay?
You don't understand. The garden's a little different. Garden's very, very guarded.
Mm, okay.
Doesn't matter who you are.
All right.
You got to make sure. Say, hey.
So I got to put a word in for you?
Yeah.
And don't ask for any autographs.
I will not. Oh, okay. I'll never, ever do that. Never do
sure.
That.
All right.
So just tell him I'm okay and
all
say,
right.
Listen, he's.
I'm going to say, yeah.
He needs just like 2 minutes with Porzingis. He's not even going to interview him.
Yeah.
And
we want to show him that video.
We want to show him a video of his hometown, Sasis.
And us, our cardboard cutouts.
Right. And
cool.
Then, and
done.
I'll bring him a phone and I'll show it to him.
Make sure you remind me.
Right, and then...
I got you.
And then we'll get Porzingis involved in this.
Cool.
And the next thing you know, Translateris performing at the
Boom.
Garden. What do you think?
It all comes together.
Oh!
Sounds like a plan, dog.
Yeah. If I can find you.
What do you mean? Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. You might be onto something.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a Where in the World is Brian
It'll
Jones.
It'll be deep undercover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Safe. Say hi to phone. Phone, say hi to the safe.
Phones for you.
Yeah, well,
multiple phones. Lines of communication.
I got you. We're going to hook you up. We got to make this happen.
Hey, Mike,
they should be here.
Do you know when the balls start over there? Do you know when that starts? I haven't seen that yet.
I don't.
Yeah, see when that season starts, because they can't go too soon for Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
he went
I know.
Off.
I know.
On LeVar.
Well, and he said something. He said LeVar Ball's not a good father. You know, before all this stuff happened, I would have disagreed with him vehemently, but now
right.
I have a tough time with what he's doing. I really do.
Well, you know, I'm all for a new experience for the young one, but to pull, I get them mixed up, whichever one was at UCLA, to pull
LiAngelo.
Pull him out of that fire after he made the missteps over there in China, that's just wrongheaded. He should sit there and he should take that punishment. You can't play. Well, you're the reason you can't play. You did this of your own volition, and you should have to endure whatever punishment they've meted out. And so to pull him, extract him from that life learning lesson, that's just wrong. Take the young one over to Lithuania. Leave LiAngelo there at UCLA where he can just suck it up and take his punishment.
Yeah, both of them, I think, should have stayed where they were. But we'll see how it pans out. Hopefully it ends with good stories and success for everybody. Coming up next, speaking of Kristaps Porzingis, Brian's going to Google his latest love interest. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.